You're listening to the Women Inspiring Women podcast. Each week, network marketing professional and mom-turned-entrepreneur Melanie Mitro gives you her tried-and-true tips for building a business from your kitchen table. This self-made millionaire went from a stay-at-home mom to the top of a network marketing business in just 3 years. She built an online health and fitness business from the ground up while raising babies and juggling being a mom and wife. Now she wants to help you become the boss of your own life. For blog posts, business tips, and more, check out her website at melaniemitro.com. Now let's get to the show. Here's your host, Melanie Mitro.
Well, hey, everybody. It is Melanie Mitro, the host of the Women Inspiring Women podcast. And I selfishly am very excited about the special guest that we have today, Melissa May. Welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here.
I am so we were chatting before we went live. And as we jumped onto Zoom, we like instantly just started chatting because we have never met each other in person, but we talk on Instagram all the time. And Melissa actually lives rather close. I mean, within 30 minutes of me. Yeah. Here in the Pittsburgh area. And she's a rock star. I love following her in her network marketing company. And I just love what she puts out there. And I actually, but I like you started messaging you and then I went to go and I saw that you were a student of the Rockstar Recruitment course. I was like, even better. I was like, I love the way she approaches her business, you know? So it's been so cool to just watch you really share your business opportunity in such a respectable way. And I know it's just a core value of yours too. And I love bringing people on the podcast that just do incredible things and are making an income and making an impact. So today we're going to talk about your business and we're going to talk about how you built your team and what you do. And so that it can help my listeners build their team confidently.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
I love it. All right. So, let's just start out by having you share a little bit about your background, right? And let's just tell everybody about where you started, how you got into direct sales, and also the success that you've had, because I want people to know you really have a large, successful organization.
Sure. So this is a funny story because I caught the bug for direct sales and network marketing when I was 18 years old. So I was always one of the students who I loved fundraisers in school. I was the student like going to the neighbor's houses, knocking on doors, excited to be number one in the class for selling the most candy through the fundraiser. So I had a boyfriend in high school who was invited to McDonald's. This is way back in the day when network marketing, there was no Facebook, there was no social media, and people grew their network marketing businesses by flip charts, having to invite you to a McDonald's, right? So I was a tag along to this presentation, right? In a McDonald's, my boyfriend said no. And I was like, whoa, this is so cool. I'm sold, I'm doing this. So at the age of 18, when I was in high school still, I joined a network marketing business. I didn't realize completely that that's what it was, but I was selling long distance phone service. Like it's weird. I'm that old, right?
That's awesome.
And so that's when I caught the bug. But then, you know, I went to college. I got a bachelor's degree in management and marketing. I went into corporate America for 10 plus years. Then I had babies and I really quickly realized that that was not what I wanted my future to look like. Daycare was expensive. I was basically making $400 every 2 weeks after I paid for daycare. And I had a good job. My husband and I, we were, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, even though we had great jobs because diapers, formula, daycare. I was missing the first. I missed my daughter crawl for the first time. I missed her take her first steps. And so I very quickly just knew that I needed to find something different. And I had experience. I knew what network marketing was. I saw, you know, I followed Melanie. I've been following you for so long. I saw your success. I saw other people's success in our industry. I knew that there was something out there for me. And I knew that this type of business model would give me the ability to make an income. I didn't want to sacrifice income and convenience. And I wanted to do more. I wanted to pay off my college loans. I wanted to get ahead. I wanted to build savings. I didn't want to be a stay-at-home mom, but I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. I wanted to be home with my kids and make an income. So insert network marketing. I joined my current company when my twins were 3 months old. Okay. So when someone says, I don't have time, you can't tell me that excuse, right? I was working full-time corporate America. I had 3 month old twins, two 3 month old twins. My husband was traveling for work and we were remodeling a house. You know, I just had this burning desire for something different. I wanted it so badly. I wanted to be home with my kids so badly. I wanted to create financial abundance so badly that I did whatever I had to do to figure it out. And after 8 months, I was able to leave my corporate career. Since then, I have, you know, paid off thousands and thousands of dollars of credit card debt. I paid off my college loans, like with one lump sum. Yeah. I was able to bring my husband home and now, you know, get to do fun things as a family. My husband has been able to be home with our third child his whole entire life, right? So, and the amount of time that they've spent together has just been incredible. I've earned over, you know, multiple seven figures in our industry, built a team of you know, over 2,500 people, a customer base of over 62,000 people. And I just love getting to truly pass on the abundance that this industry has given to me to others.
Well, now I know why we get along so well. Now I know why we were fast friends. I feel like our stories are very, very similar. That is great. And we're even, I know like not everybody can see us, but we are literally wearing pink. We're both wearing pink today. We're like matching. It's crazy.
I was like, I'm going to be Melanie's friend someday. I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm not going to force it, but I know it's going to happen.
So how did you find me originally is the question.
You know, just social media. And I was familiar. I was a Beachbody customer. I would say I was a discount coach. I never built, and I was not in your organization, Melanie, but I knew of you. You know, I knew of you. You've been extremely successful. I loved the beach, like the products, and was, you know, I never built a business at Beachbody, but I was familiar.
Interesting. Yeah.
I was introduced to you, you know, long, long, long ago when I was doing P90X and my husband in our basement. And so I've just known of you for such a long time and I've always just thought very highly of you. And you've always been a mentor to me from afar. So
very cool. Very cool. I love your story. I too also was like, I want to contribute, but I want to be home with my kids. I also paid off the debt as well. You know, my husband got to watch my boys grow up. And I don't know, like people will actually say this to me. I know we're like totally going rogue, but people always say like, you know, did your husband feel like less than because you were the breadwinner? And I don't know if your husband feels this way, but Matt will always say to me, that was the biggest blessing was him being, he's like, Melanie, I would have missed all of that. The preschool pickups and drop offs and the kindergarten. Like if I was working full time, like this was the greatest blessing ever that he got to be a stay at home dad. How does your husband feel about it?
Yeah. And this is actually an incredible conversation. This is a much higher level, like conversation as far as when you start to truly build a business, but these are things that come up. I think it's really important to have a conversation with your spouse to make sure that your desire for them is theirs also. My husband struggled a little bit with it because he, you know, hit that ego. He wanted to be the breadwinner. So now we're finding our groove. But looking back at over the last 3 years, he just said something to me 2 days ago. He said, the time I had with our youngest son, like, I'm so grateful for it. And, you know, there were days where he wasn't necessarily the most grateful because he felt like he wasn't providing enough for our family. But what he has done with the time he's been able to create, like have with our son, he's done more than any financial, you know, success could have done. And now that the kids are going into school, you know, he's looking into buying a local business and getting, you know, getting back into the workforce and doing some things. But network marketing has allowed us to do that, which is so cool.
It is so cool. It's such a transition. And it just, when you are open to the possibility of what it can do for your life and you're willing to be courageous in kind of going against what your schooling was, you know, for some of us, like we don't have a background in, you know, in marketing or sales or leadership. Mm-hmm. So it is very different to step out and do something that other people are not doing. So yeah. I love that. I love that. Yes. No, we went through that same transition too, where Matt's like, I'll never leave my job, to, well, maybe, you know, well, is it going to last long-term? So yes, like you go through, definitely go through those transitions. So, all right, let me ask you another question. We'll kind of go back to team building a little bit. So obviously you were exposed to direct sales, network marketing. Mm-hmm. You knew what it was. Did you know you wanted to build a team right away?
So, I mean, for, you know, if you want to say I was a discount coach, but I was really just, you know, doing Beachbody workouts for 2.5 years, I would say no, because I didn't, you know, I didn't hit a single rank. I didn't make any money. Like, I didn't do anything. So I would say no, but what I did see was a vision. Yep. And so when the time was right and I had babies, and then all of a sudden I had this burning desire that I had never had before. Yep. I knew that the only way to create that, you know, financial abundance and the time of, you know, flexibility was to build a team. So, you know, when my twins were 3 months old and I started with the company that I'm with now, I absolutely from day one, you know, wanted to build a team.
Okay. So let's talk about the process of building a team, because sure. It's a little different than bringing in customers. So will you kind of walk us through your process for how you really went all in with the team building side of things?
Sure. And I would say that, you know, customers are an incredible way to build a team. Okay. So that, you know, I'll first start by saying that if you are focusing on customers, those are the first people that is the lowest hanging fruit for your business opportunity, right? So if you are focusing on that, that is also a great opportunity for you to build a team. And in the beginning, that is what I did. I solely focused on customers, serving people well, and sharing the business opportunity. Hey, there's also an opportunity for you to do this too, for you to, you know, make some money while getting healthy, for you to stay accountable to your own goals and make some money doing it. I think it's in the business though, it's, you know, I break it down into, you know, doing things that attract people to the conversation, whether it's customers or straight into the business. Then it's how do you connect with them in stories, in person, you know, inviting them to an in-person event if you're doing something in person, or inviting them to a call if you're doing a call, or inviting them to check it out. And then it's really like, what do you do to enroll them? But I would say, like, you have to do the attraction, right? You have to do the action that will attract someone to the conversation of the business if you want to build a team. So you can't just focus on the customers if you're not willing to actually say, hey, there's also a business opportunity here.
Yeah. So what do you feel like, to break that down even a little bit more, what do you feel like is the attraction piece? What does that look like? Like, define that, and let's give some examples of what it looks to build that attraction.
So I think the number one thing about attraction is the energy and the belief and the certainty behind what you are saying. Mm-hmm. Melanie did a reel today, and literally I saw it like an hour ago, and I was like, yeah.
Yes.
You can have like you said, you can have every system in place. You could have the best systems in place, but if you don't have the belief and the certainty and the confidence in what you're offering to someone, they can feel it. You don't want to trigger resistance in someone. You want someone to look at you with and see confidence and competence. And so, you know, when you break down the actions that you're taking, it's how you are showing up energetically. First off, like, you have to show up with confidence. You have to feel like you're competent. And pro tip, if let's say you've never hosted a Zoom call before, but you know that to be a leader in network marketing, you're going to have to host a Zoom call someday, rip that Band-Aid off. Go set up a Zoom account, schedule a Zoom meeting with just yourself, figure out how to start a meeting, figure out how to share a link, do the things that you would have to do as a leader before you ever have a team to lead. So I would, that's twofold, because I'm getting off on tangents here, but I apologize. Like,
no, you're good. It's good.
I'm excited about this conversation. But your energy, your certainty behind what you're saying matters most, right? So make sure that you do have confidence, make sure that you are competent, make sure that you do have belief and energy in what you're putting out there. And then what do you put out there? It's different today than it was 5 years ago. It's different today than it was 6 years ago. 6 years ago, we could put up five static posts every day and have a bajillion people wanting to know more. And right. today, the strategy is much more short form video, live video, and then connecting with people in your stories. And the trick is really just doing it enough. It's doing it consistently. It's talking about the business opportunity on a consistent basis. It's what you're talking about when you're talking about the business opportunity. It's the energy and certainty behind it, and then how you're connecting with people after you've attracted them.
I love it. What do you feel like are the social media, the pieces of social media content that do the best, that evoke the most conversations with your followers?
Oh, I would say reels. I would say, like, I would be prioritizing reels. Content, right? If you only have an hour to build your business a day because you work full time and you have kids, I would be prioritizing reels. And then it's the system, which, you know, you set up so perfectly, Melanie, in your course. It's the system that you plug people into once you've attracted them.
Yes.
So in your course, you know, it's when you attract someone to the conversation, then what do you do with them, right? And so the systems that you have in place, the sneak peek group, the application, the emails, all of the things that you teach in the course, that's really the most, that's for me, it's okay, I've attracted someone to the conversation. Now, what do I do with them? I follow the system. I plug them into a group. I invite them to a call. I put them on an email list and I drip emails to them, right? And that truly is that's the secret. That's the key. That is how it all works.
I'm going to interrupt today's podcast episode because I know many of you listening are social direct sellers, network marketers who have a desire to not just see success with the products, but to also build a team of like-minded women that are linking arms to go after a shared goal, to create more for their life, to be able to achieve the bonuses, the accolades, the rewards, and the trips that your direct sales company offers, but you're feeling frustrated. You've tried to put yourself out there. You've tried to find people that have the same desire that you do, but you keep falling short and you feel like you are holding up a megaphone out into the world and nobody is responding back. Well, I have you covered. The Rockstar Recruitment Course is the one-stop shop to help you build your social selling team. I have recruited over 20 working team members a month and built one of the top organizations in my direct sales company. I've trained thousands of network marketers across industries with my proven framework for creating a rockstar recruitment approach to your business. And I want to invite you to join while I teach this entire course live, and obviously, you'll have a lifetime access to the resources, the framework, and all of the amazing tools, templates, and scripts that I have created for you. If you are ready to step into your best team building year, you need to make sure you visit the link in the show notes right now because enrollment closes on April the 18th, and I don't want you to miss out on an incredible deal, our early bird pricing, so you can get your spot inside of the class and start recruiting like a rock star.
Yeah.
And it's a process. So it's not what I think I hear you saying, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that you don't make a reel and instantly you have a sign up in your, you know, in your online office. So it is, I create a reel and then I'm looking to see who's interacting with it in some way, or who's viewing my stories or voting on my poll or filling out my application. And then there's a process where you're actually nurturing and building the relationship behind.
Yeah. This. Yeah. So in, when you're creating content, it's important to say, you know, a call to action, Hey, comment so I can message you. I think this is also so important. You want to get into the DM. You want to get into the messenger. So you don't want someone to just automatically go click on a link. So then you don't know that they're actually interested. You want them to comment. You want them to message you something, right? You can also, a call to action is so important so that you can truly actually identify the lead, which, you know, you teach that in the course too. So you want to make sure that you're creating the right type of content to actually truly uncover a lead. And then it's okay, now I have this lead. we're going to nurture them. We're going to invite them. We're going to follow up with them. And, you know, one of the things that I love to do with follow up is if I have a past recording of, let's say, someone's story, right? Maybe I interviewed someone on our team who has a story and they've shared their business story. I'm going to send their story to this person that I'm nurturing as follow up, right? And that's how you have, that's how I use, that's how I move someone through the system. That's how I use what you've taught through your system to build my business.
I love it. So do you save those little video, are they little YouTube clips that you've kind of clipped down a team call, or is it saved on your phone in the, in your albums? How do you do that?
Yeah, we're actually a little bit more strategic than that. Now we weren't always. So every single, it's just part of what we do as a team. Every single Monday, we do a spotlight interview for someone on our team in our sneak peek group. And so every Monday, there's a new team member sharing their business story. We definitely make sure that not every single one is about money. We make sure that sometimes they're about community. Sometimes they're about you know, all of the different benefits that someone might find in a network marketing business opportunity. And so, and we try to keep them, you know, a variety of different stories so that we always have something to offer, you know, someone looking at the business. And then we have a YouTube, you know, video that we could share.
That's awesome. So you, are you filtering people into a Facebook group essentially?
Yeah.
And these videos are going up every Monday.
Yep. Every Monday. Yep.
I love it. And then is it a YouTube playlist where it's actually like all of the,
yeah, we have a team, we have a team YouTube channel. Mm-hmm.
Love that. What else is on your team YouTube channel?
Sometimes, well, you know, we don't share our team calls on there because we want to just keep our team safe and protected from, you know, the people who don't have good motives.
I understand.
It's a lot of storytelling. It's a lot of storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. I love the idea of a team YouTube channel. And I love that because that's something that even a new person in your organization can confidently pull those stories from, because sometimes they haven't quite built that confidence muscle in their own story, or they're not far along. And so you've just created these great sharing tools to really say like, hey, here's a bunch of different ways. And I always think, I would think about it like this. If I was having a conversation with a prospect, I'd go through the playlist and probably find somebody that had a story similar to the person I was talking to so that they would have that connection and relatability.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Oh, I really love that. That's a great idea. All right. So let's, you know, we talked about energy, which I think is important. You talked about creating reels and content. One of the things that I teach, and I'm curious to know if you do it differently. One of the things I always teach is the marketing calendar. And I believe that there isn't one way to build a business. And the way I typically teach is like product is a certain part of the month. And then you are talking about the business opportunity. And so how do you do it? Do you, are you all product, or, which I know that that's not the truth. Are you all business? Are you split? Like what, how do you approach the marketing for your month?
Yeah. So we focus the first week and the last week of the month on product.
Okay.
So we do monthly. So we do a monthly, you know, I'm health and wellness. So, you know, our goal is to help people get healthier. So we do challenge groups. So we usually always start our group challenge the second week of the month. So the last week of every month and the first week of every month is product focused. Then we have people going through the challenge. That week, we're collecting testimonies, we're collecting results, we're inviting people to now, you know, earn an income while they're getting healthy. And then the third week of every month, we have our business opportunity event. And so that's kind of how it goes.
I love it. And then do you mimic your social media is aligned to that? So you are actually posting more about the business opportunity during those weeks where you're invited?
Yeah, yeah, I try. So I, you know, this is why I just adore you so much, because you are so much more organized than I am. So I want you guys to know, like, you don't have to be as organized and like on, like, you're just so routine and so organized. And I just respect you so much for how you show up, Melanie. And also you, I'm not like that. So you don't necessarily, it's here.
Yep.
I need to, I want, I desire to do better at like getting it all in on paper. But I'm a great example of, you don't have to, you know, have everything planned out to a T to still have a lot of success. If you have the idea, if you understand the flow, if you have the systems in place, if you have the energy, the certainty, the confidence behind what you're doing, I definitely make it a point to talk about the business at least 3 times a week, regardless.
Okay.
I kind of know what's going on in my head. I could probably do a lot better of a job getting it pen and paper.
I think you should give yourself more credit because you spouted out a straight up marketing plan that was as clear as day and your team knows what to do. So that means you're leading well. It's not like you're going into your team page and you're like, okay, today we're going to do this and tomorrow we're going to do that. So you actually do, you have it on lockdown and I can see that even just from your content too. So you actually do a great job of doing that, and it's clear and it's predictable in terms of like your team knows what to do. And that's really important when it comes to duplication in your organization, is they sort of need to know what's coming. It doesn't need to be down to like each specific piece, but at least they have a roadmap that they can follow. So that helps with the downline duplication too.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think the consistency of it too is so important. You know, the thing I'm so proud of is that we've been consistently doing these things for 6 years, right? So they know, like, you know, people know what to look forward to. And I think that attributes to our team's success and longevity is the consistency of it.
I agree. That predictability, consistency, and then obviously the energy that you bring to it as well. Mm-hmm. I love that. Okay. So tell me a little bit about mistakes that you feel, and I said, if any, are there any mistakes that you feel like you've made when it comes to recruitment? Because I always love to hear like a great story of just things that maybe you have felt like, oh, I did that wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. I would. Oh gosh. Yes. I make so many mistakes. Like I'm so far from perfect. It's not even funny. Geez. Some of the mistakes, not connecting with people early enough in the process. You know, you really do want to help someone get a win if you can. And right now and to me, I think it's changing right now. It feels like almost in the first like 3 days, like you really want to help someone get a win, especially in their first 2 weeks. Right. Or, you know, they kind of go ghost. So I think that was one of the things in the beginning I did was, you know, maybe not connect with people fast enough and get them into action. I think also teaching that there's only one way, you know, you got to do it this way, instead of really spending the time with someone to do an onboarding, almost like an interview. How do you see yourself building this business? What do you like to do? And really not assuming that every single person is going to do it the same way. You have the structure, you have the marketing plan, but that doesn't mean that someone might not be a better fit to go invite people in person, you know, to the things that we're doing instead of creating a lot of content. So making sure that I'm meeting people where they are. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Those are the first two that I'm thinking of. Yeah. So
I agree. I think onboarding is, everybody's always looking for the secret sauce to onboarding, and there's a little bit of system to it, but there's also a little bit of personal touch. Like, I love what you said about, you got to get somebody into action right away. I do believe in that, because they're excited. And then they also simultaneously are like, did I just make a big mistake? You know, and they sort of waver. So if you can snag people right away and just remind them like, hey, it's okay to be a little nervous about it too, but you also have to feel out people. Are they tech savvy? And like you said, do they like the in-person or do they want to do online? So you do need to connect with them, because some of it is like, how fast can I move through the process with them? Some people it's slower, some people it's faster. And it really is that's personal based on just their confidence and competence with the business.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I would say, you know, other common mistakes are, you know, giving people all of the information instead of teaching them where to go get it, right? Because then people become dependent on you as a leader, and then they lack the ability to be resourceful. And so you want to teach people from day one how to be resourceful instead of being the resource. Yeah. Teach them where to go to find the answers to the questions. And then if they still can't find it, be that person that can give them the answer, but don't always give them everything. Like, teach people how to be starters and resourceful. I definitely think that that's a mistake. And also I would say putting people through like hours and hours and hours worth of trainings from day one, instead of just like getting them into action. I've definitely made that. It's like, hey, go watch this 2-hour long training. And it's
oh my gosh. I've done this.
Yeah, don't do that.
Katie and I always joke that when I started, so she was one of my very first distributors in my organization, and I was creating my very first like onboarding training, and it was 7 days a week, and every video was an hour long for 30 days. And she, I was like, oh yeah, that was way too much. We dialed that back real quick, you know, but you do, you just don't know what you don't know at, exactly, when you first start out, but at least having something there is better. It's better than nothing at all. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. All right. So what would you say, what do you actually say to people on your team as they come in and they actually don't feel confident or very qualified to recruit? Because the more successful you get, I'm sure the gap gets a little bit wider and people are like, I can't do what Melissa does. So what do you do? How do you encourage and coach people along to step out and start inviting people?
Yeah. So I think that number one, helping people identify why they're doing it is so important. You know, people need to stay connected to why they're doing it, why they said yes in the first place, which is something that you teach in your course. Yep. It's one of the very first things you teach. And it's so important because people will let fear stop them, and you need to make sure you're reminding them of their why. I would also say that, you know, I try to show up in the exact way that I would want my team to show up so that I can truly be the example. Hey, I'm not doing anything that's like crazy skillful that you can't do. So I always try to show up as exactly how I would teach my team to show up so that I can be the example of, hey, even though you haven't found success yet, it's possible for you because I am proof. And constantly it's really important that you're constantly shouting out the behaviors that you want to see in people. So when you see them take an action, like over celebrate it, over shout them out for the behaviors that you want to see them keep doing, instead of focusing on what people aren't doing. Like, go hard on focusing on what people are doing and share all of the different wins that people are having. Yes. Share the success stories with people when they're not feeling confident, and show someone like, hey, this person here, she 6 years ago, she was exactly where you were. She didn't have a following. She didn't have her social media posts. You were crappy. Yeah. And just being able to show someone like the success stories of, hey, this person was just like you. Like, just don't compare your chapter one to someone's chapter 30, right? I think that's where a lot of people get stuck is they compare where I am, you know, 8 years later to where they are in 1 month, and they don't allow themselves the time to learn and grow and make mistakes. And I think it's so important to just do it imperfect, and messy. And that's how you learn.
I agree. You know, it's more when you share a story of where somebody was when they started and what they went through, people, again, just that connection, that human connection, mm-hmm, of, oh, I'm not alone, or I'm not the only one that's feeling nervous or, you know, anxious about putting myself out there, or, oh yeah, it actually does take some time to build the business and get it off the ground. And so the more people can go, okay, I'm not alone in this, the more that it does help them build courage. I used to listen to podcasts all the time of people that had a really rough start or were slow to build, or it took them years to get their business off the ground, because it was just a reminder that hard is normal, that the uphill battle is something we all deal with. So, you know, even listening to those stories within your organization are so good. It just reminds people that they're human and not alone in that process.
Right. Right. And I think that's a good call out, you know, for anyone who has a team, it's really important to not share just the fast wins, the fast success stories. It's so important to share the stories of the turtles, the people on your team who were slow and steady, but have won the race and are still showing up consistently years later, who are, you know, six figure earners now, but were, you know, it's really important to not just share the fast wins, because in our industry, a lot of times that's, you know, we tend to put a lot of, you know, the achievement on pedestals, but if you can put like the actions people are taking on pedestals and praise people for the actions that they're taking instead of just the results that they're getting, more people will want to go take action.
I love that. I think that is important. And I just think everybody needs to pause on that a little bit too, is because the majority of people are turtles. Majority, yeah. They're nominally are the fast builders and the people that have these crazy sales, but the majority of us are slow and steady, you know, and that truly is what wins the race. It's about the long game. It's longevity. It's building a legacy. It's sustainability. At the end of the day, that's what we all want. You know, this mm-hmm. is an opportunity for us to create legacy, to create long-term wealth. And that happens over time, right?
Yeah.
And you really just have to be committed to that. So I love that. Okay. Tell me a little bit about your experience and how did the Rockstar Recruitment course actually help you with recruiting and building your team?
Yeah, well, you know, for me, it has definitely been something that helps me wrap my brain around when I'm even as a leader of my team. I think every person who has a team should be going through this, right? Not to copy it and do it for yourself, but to just like remind yourself like, oh, this is an incredible structure. I love how you structured it, but also encourage your teams to go through it because you don't have to be the leader that, you know, I honestly think it's more powerful as a leader when you don't put yourself here on this pedestal and say, everything you learn has to come from me. Cause then what you do is you're not creating a lot of, you know, self-motivated people if they think they have to come to you to learn everything. So for me, I just always like to be the example of I'm always continuing my education to and take the action that I want my team to be taking too. So I think that's number one. That's like a leadership thing. But yeah. You know, for me, one of the things that was a big area of opportunity in my business was my email, my strategy for my email and the timing of it and the marketing calendar. And so you just said something and I was like, well, duh, that makes so much sense. But it's just the little things that you're not doing, the little 1 degree shifts that you can make in your business that make a difference. Like, oh, wait, it would make sense if I'm doing my sneak peek event on this day to do 5 days worth of email campaign leading up to it. And that was just never something that I thought about doing. It does make sense to encourage my team and encourage people to remember their why. It's just such a great reminder. There were so many things. There was something else that I took and ran with. It's just all good. I mean, like the thing that really stuck out to me the most was the email thing because I utilize email, but I wasn't strategically utilizing it. And you really taught me how to strategically utilize my email.
And that makes me very happy to hear because sometimes people are resistant to the email marketing in general because it feels like this big, overwhelming beast to tackle. So I love that you dove into that. That's a huge part of the course is kind of lining up the emails. And I will say that was really what helped me at the height of my career was I was just constantly filling that funnel and they were being nurtured. And even though I was having the conversations with people, people were starting to just show up in the inbox being like, I'm ready. And that's a cool feeling to know that, okay, I can have one-on-one conversations, but the emails are always working in my favor. They're actually building belief. Yeah. They're sharing stories. And so it takes a little bit of the manual process off of your plate. And I love that you said as a leader, it's good for you to be able to watch it, remember what you need to be doing, but like, how do I use this as a tool to empower and create a recruiting culture? Because you might be a good recruiter, but the people in your organization may not be. And this is a good way to help everybody. Cause when everybody's winning, right, we're all winning, right? That's the whole point is everybody needs that confidence. So I love that. I love that. Okay. Anything else you want to share with my listeners about building a team and why they should do it?
Well, I mean, there's so many different reasons why. I think, you know, obviously for me, the flexibility in time, you know, time is the one resource. When it's gone, we don't get it back. It's so fleeting. And so, you know, this type of business has given me so much time back that the thing is when you're just personally building a business with customers and product retailing, you are married to your business. You are attached to it. You are married to it. You're not giving yourself flexibility because if you're not building a team and you're just building a customer base and you're just retailing, and so that's the only way you're bringing in an income is your retail, that's exhausting to me. That feels exhausting to me. It feels like so much pressure for me because it's all on your shoulders. You don't have a team of people. You know, when you stop talking about it, sales stop coming in. And when you build a team, that's not the case, right? You can, right. you know, you can go on vacation and your business is still running. You can do things and your business is still running when you build a team. And it truly is the way to multiply. You know, just think of all of the things that you're doing. Wouldn't it be so cool if you there were 10 other people doing those things too? And what does that do for your actual business and your life and your income? And so I think also when it comes to building a team, don't forget why people join our industry. Obviously, people want to make money, but I heard a statistic recently that, you know, people who stay in the business for 5+ years sometimes do it for $500 a year. Because, but those are your most loyal customers. Those are the people who are talking the highest about you, about your company, about the culture. They love the culture. They're the every single new product that you have, every single new release, they're the first ones purchasing it. They're the first ones, you know, talking about it. And so there's so many other benefits to our industry. I mean, income for me was the number one.
Yeah.
And at the same time, there might be a whole bunch of people in your team that or looking for community, looking for the $250 to $500 a month, right? And so I would say when it comes to just building a team, that it's really important to also connect with people where they are at, where they could believe that it's possible for them. You know, even though I've made multiple seven figures, I try not to talk about the fact that I've made multiple seven figures often. I use that as like, I am credible. But also I know that most people can't relate to that. And so I know most people wanting to come into a business can relate to, you know, not having to look at the bank account before they swipe their debit card for groceries or for gas or summer camp or travel sports. And so, you know, I think a lot of the times those are the things that will actually make the biggest difference in someone's lives.
Yes.
And I want you to remember if this type of business has changed your life for the better, it's almost selfish not to share it with people. Like, why would you want to keep it from people? This has blessed me so much. How could I not share it with someone? Because I mean, I'm proof that it's real. It's a thing. It's blessed me and it can bless other people. And so you have to go have those conversations with that level of certainty that, you know, you're going to go bless someone today by sharing it with someone instead of being afraid to share it.
Yeah. I love that. You just got to flip the script. It's not about you. It is about what the opportunity can do for others too. And just reminding yourself, whether it's small or it's big income that you want to create, this has the potential to be a life changer in so many ways. I agree with that. And it's courage. It's courage. Yeah. Standing up, it is speaking out about what you love and what's bringing you joy and sharing that with other people, knowing that it could be the game changer for someone else today. So this has been such a great conversation. I have loved sitting here and interviewing you, and I'm sure we could talk for hours, but I know people would love to connect with you. So where is the best place for them to connect with you if they want to follow you on social?
Yeah. I would love to connect on Instagram, melissamay.insta. I am also on Facebook. And so you can find Melissa May on Facebook too, but Instagram would be great.
I love it. I love it. All right. So at the time that we're recording this podcast, we will be actually, when it airs, we will almost, we'll be one day away from the Rockstar Recruitment launch, the spring launch, and you actually can get a leg up on everybody else. If you just click the link in the show notes right now, I've dropped a link for you and you can actually get a special discount by using the link here in the show notes, and you can join us in the spring Rockstar Recruitment course. And Melissa is actually one of our speakers inside of the Rockstar Recruitment Blitz. So she's going to be training everybody that is in there. So we're super excited to have her. And as always, Melissa, it's such an honor to have you on the podcast. Thank you for your time today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Melanie. And I really love getting to help other people like truly create something that's going to bless them. So this is incredible. And building your team and building, you know, building in this industry is a blessing, and believe that and take this course and take it seriously. And if you truly implement what Melanie is teaching in this course, like there's absolutely no way you don't build a team. Like there just isn't.
I love it. Well, thank you, Melissa. All right, friends. Do me a favor, as you're listening to this podcast, take a quick screenshot, tag Melissa May on Insta. Make sure you tag me at Melanie Mitro. We want to hear your biggest takeaways, what you loved from the episode. And we'll see you guys back here for another episode of the Women Inspiring Women podcast.